Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the Jack and Spike Show.
Welcome back to the Jack and Spike Show. Former President Donald Trump, our rightful president, I'm crazy enough to say it, says he's changing his thoughts about abortion, but I don't think so. Not really, but everybody's talking about it like he has.
Well, he decided which group of the country he was going to tick off. he picked a side.
Right. And Biden also ripped into Trump over his abortion statement. But I don't see why he would rip, because it's just so innocuous. But before we get to all that, we're also going to play a little bit of the spin room later on. MAGA Mike Johnson, a man who claims that he hears voices in his head and that God told him that he would one day be Speaker of the House. Did I tell you guys that God spoke to me this weekend?
What?
Yeah. Crazy story, right? I was doing yoga, and God said to me, "Man, that's a really great inverted camel you're doing." And I said, "Thanks, God." And then God said, "You know what, Jack? Why doesn't anybody listen to you?" And I said, "I don't know, God. I'm like a genius or whatever." And then God was like, "More people should listen to you. I think that you should be the Speaker of the House." I said, "Really, God?" And he was like, "Yeah. Also, the new Aquaman movie is really bad." And I was like, "I know, God, it's terrible. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Like, I barely made it through the first 15 minutes. I was going to throw up." And then God was like, "I know, like the fact that they decided to use the Sony digital instead of filming it on film is like ridiculous." And I was like, "I know." And then God said, did you see what so-and-so wore to the Oscars?" I said, "I know. Isn't that so scandalous?" I had like a 3-hour conversation with God yesterday and no one believes me. Why? Why do people believe MAGA Mike when he says that God speaks to him, but not when God speaks to me about what so-and-so wore at the Oscars? It's sad.
Look, I'm a Southern Baptist. I don't want to get too spooky on you, okay? But, you know, okay? All right?
So MAGA Mike Johnson, his job's in a little bit of hanging by a thread, because he basically did the thing that Kevin McCarthy was removed from office for doing. I think that you want to lay it out, Spike.
Sure. He's according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who filed a motion to vacate the seat.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, he has betrayed the values and priorities of our caucus.
Yeah.
By passing legislation, and he's working with Democrats he's the Speaker of the Democrats. Marjorie said, "Yeah, the same thing that under did McCarthy, actually passing legislation that kept the government open." That's going to be Mike's undoing, because Mike says he wants to fund Ukraine's defense against Russia.
Right.
And Marjorie says that is a bill too far.
So what Marjorie doesn't understand, I think, is that MAGA Mike Johnson has he's got the biggest political weight behind him are companies like IBM. Are mm-hmm. companies like Microsoft. I'm talking about lobbying firms.
Sure, big money.
He understands Lockheed Martin, you name it. All these weapons companies, all these tech companies, all these companies that you haven't even heard of that are billion-dollar companies. We are not a nation anymore of people. We are a nation of companies and corporations. And when you threaten to shut down the United States government in heavy quotation marks over the funding mechanism, you're talking about getting rid of subsidies that those companies are owed. And much like with the mob, they don't take IOUs, right? Nope. They say, "You told us we were going to get that $500 million or that $1 billion subsidy for this industry or this whatever it is, and you're going to make it happen." All of this like Freedom Caucus nonsense where they're like, "We need to get this back down to single issue voting." Do you think that the corn lobby wants that to happen?
Oh, no.
Do you think that the dairy industry, you think the car industry wants single issue voting? Please. So like all these people that don't understand that we live in a gross neoliberal system. Donald Trump isn't going to fix it. MAGA Mike isn't going to fix it. The only thing that's going to fix it is you have to get people who don't want to play ball in that position. But then in order to not play ball, you're going up against mega corporations, which as we all know, have a great track record of dealing with like whistleblowers and, you know, politicians that don't play nice with them, right?
They never seem to make it till the next weekend.
I know, right? So
and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they have so much power because it's such a thin majority, and they all can call for a vote of vacate the speakership. Any single person in Congress can call to vacate the speakership, and then you hand out swords to all of them.
I'll miss him.
One of them cut the thread.
Miss him when you know that song, I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you.
I gotta look that one up.
Sarah McLachlan.
That's Sarah McLachlan.
No, Sarah McLachlan.
It's not Sarah McLachlan. No? I don't think. But anyway, my thought is that the song's called "I Will Remember You." Will you remember me? Just look up. In my imagination, Mike Johnson the vote's gonna come down, right? And then they're gonna do the thing where they vote to vacate, mm-hmm. right? And then he is gonna have a very difficult time. My hope is that song starts playing right as he, because you remember seeing Kevin McCarthy, his face is all red. He looks like he was going to start crying.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
My hope is that for MAGA Mike over, yes. And MAGA Mike Johnson can just say, okay, he can put the gavel down, maintain his dignity. No tears, not in front of the cameras. Tears are only for Jesus. And then he just walks out through the chamber doors. And we'll miss you, MAGA Mike. Bye, buddy. Have fun talking to Jesus. Tell Jesus I say hi.
Will Mike hang around in the house after that, or will he quit like McCarthy did?
Jesus will tell him what to do.
Oh, there you go.
Tells Matt. Why is it that when the guy on the street who's yelling into the middle distance says God tells him to do things, we all go, that loon bag. But then when MAGA Mike Johnson says, yeah, God told me he was going to make me Speaker of the House, we don't go, what now, MAGA Mike?
The power of a nice tailored suit.
That that's guy the difference. Freaks me out to no end. Speaking of, by the way, Donald Trump says that abortion is up to the states, and he declines to endorse a national limit. Now, as a pro-life person, when I read this, the only thought that went off in my brain was because you don't. This is not the pro-life position. Like, if you know pro-life people, what they will tell you is that this is not a threat to babies anywhere is a threat to babies everywhere, right?
They seek a national ban.
So can we play this audio cut of Donald Trump basically trying to be the proverbial King David and cut the baby in half?
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people.
Spike, what's the problem with that kind of policy, you think?
It drives people to places, or it makes people seek their own individual liberty by leaving a state. Is that one part of it?
Yeah, there's also brain drain, which is a big part of it.
Where doctors can't perform their services in a state because it's outlawed.
Well, they leave, right? So this is what we saw. We read this story 2 or 3 weeks ago about Idaho, about how their OBGYNs were leaving and they were coming to places like Washington State with all the leftists because they didn't want to get persecuted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have OBGYNs who are leaving places like Texas because the law is written in such a vague way that even if they are performing a routine procedure and a woman spontaneously miscarried, they will be charged with murder. Now, maybe not convicted, but the law is so vague that any prosecutor can bring that claim against that individual, right?
And if you want to be a practicing physician in that state, you've got to have insurance against that kind of stuff.
Right.
So whether you want to take part in these or not, the cost of doing business, the ability to do business,
right,
is compromised, if not gone, in a lot of states.
So what did Joe Biden say about Donald Trump flip-flopping on? Even he's not really flip-flopping. I mean, in one interview, he says it's a 15-week national ban, which is basically trash. And then in another interview, now at this one, he says, we got to win elections, so it'll be a state-by-state issue.
You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country.
Aha! So we'll lie about abortion in order to win elections. That's right. That's a good policy.
Cringe.
Thank you. Former President Donald
Certainly
Trump.
Certainly is. Well, a current president did indeed rip into President Biden for that. President Trump is trying to appease the general electorate where 70% of Americans want some type of access. That's what all the polling says.
Trump doesn't appease anybody. He shoots from the hip. He says exactly what he means. He's never lied about anything. how dare you say that he's just trying to do this for votes? That's cynical. I mean, it's not like he expressly said it at the end of that. Hey, play that clip one more time. I mean, it's not like he expressly said.
You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to...
Oh, wait. Winning elections to Donald Trump is more important than protecting babies, protecting the unborn. Remember that. Remember, for all the pro-life people out there, that man just said, winning elections is more important than protecting the unborn, right? So thanks for that, former President Donald Trump. Makes me feel real good about that. So should we get into a little bit of the old spin room, my friends?
Yeah, I'd love to.
This is the spin room.
All right, so I didn't watch Trump's fundraiser.
Well, none of us did because it was one of those high-ticket private events in West Palm Springs. Down there in, or Palm Beach, excuse me, down in Florida. It was where Trump raised $50 million.
So what we like to do is play a fun little game when we don't watch this kind of stuff. Being that Spike and I have worked in the media for so long, I can pretty much tell you what any politician is going to say on any particular issue. So we put it into a fun game for everybody. You can play along at home as well. Game goes like this. Laura plays the clip. And then we are supposed to determine what was said, or Laura asks the question and says, what was the response to this thing? And then you try to predict it. And if you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins the game.
Well, so I have to bow out. I have to tap out because I have read this. So, Jack, you are going to be spinning alone.
Which means I win.
There you go.
All right.
Moving right along. No. So the president, former president, said at this $1 billion fundraiser, he says... He's for legal immigration.
Yeah.
But he wants it from a certain kind of countries, nice countries. What did the president mean? Because he elaborated. What did he mean by that?
Nice countries. He's going to do like, he's going to say like, probably like Norway, Sweden, Finland. He's going to try to keep it white people, I'm assuming. He's probably not going to mention anywhere that's not ethnic or multicultural, if I had to assume. He might say something. He's going to primarily be in the European diaspora, is my guess on this one.
You sure you didn't read this ahead of time?
Absolutely positive.
You've nailed literally every country on Trump's list of nice countries.
Yes!
Nice countries, you know, like Denmark, Switzerland, Norway, you know? why can't we have... What about Norway? Why do you have to be from places like Yemen, where they're literally blowing each other up all over the place?
Yeah, you know, it's not like Trump is predictable or anything. All right, batting 100 so far. What's the next one?
Also, at the event... President Trump stated that in the event he's able to return to the White House, that could result in some aesthetic changes to the Oval Office. What do you think he meant by that?
He doesn't like the fact that it's an oval. He doesn't like round things. So he's going to... No, I think what he's going to do is... I think that his main issue is probably going to be the lack of gold. He's going to
gild the whole place.
He's going to put more gold up, but I think he's probably complaining about the desk or something to that effect. It's going to be some piece of furniture that he found to be distasteful or something that he doesn't like. That's my guess.
Wow. You're almost a soothsayer.
You're kidding me.
Trump blames successor Biden for the influx of migrants and mocked he and his aides' bad decisions made around the Resolute Desk, which has been used by dozens. And he went on to say, the Resolute Desk is beautiful. Ronald Reagan used it. Others used it. But Biden, he's soiled it, and I mean that literally, which is sad. Yes, the former president said that Joe Biden has defecated on.
I'm just basking in my own genius. Jeez. I am literally just basking in my... I didn't watch the fundraiser because I thought it was boring, and I am just... Nick, is this not amazing? Is this not one of the greatest...
Just another one of those highlighted days. Just, the brain just, you know,
just
overflowing out of the head.
Firing on all cylinders right now. Okay, what's the next one?
So this, I'm going to reach a little bit out of the bag because I got to derail your incredible track of success here. Let's go to the social media Truth Social post of the president over the weekend.
Okay.
Where he brought up the aspect that his many legal issues of right now could result in his potential jail time.
Okay.
How do you think he addressed it? What did he say about the possibility of going to jail?
I think if he...
If you get this one, I'm going to just give you my house and car and both my kids.
I think that he probably said something like, it's not going to happen. But then he probably also said something like, if it does happen, it will be the end of this country and the end of our democracy as we know it. Like, if he goes to jail, I'm almost positive he would say something like, this is the end of democracy in America, and or he would say this is the end of America as a whole. But specifically, I would imagine democracy is what he keyed in on there.
I'm going to give you credit for this one because he did close by saying it's bigger than the 4th of July. This election day is bigger than the 4th of July. We will fail to be a nation. But what he said that the one thing he said that
you're
going to love this one.
Hot sauce.
He said,
hot sauce, baby.
He said, if and he's talking about Judge Merchan and the gag order.
Yeah.
Where he said, if this partisan hack wants to put me in the clink for speaking the open and obvious truth, I will gladly become a modern day Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
It will be my great honor to have to save our country from these political operatives masquerading as prosecutors and judges.
Wow.
That's right. He called himself a modern day Mandela.
Apparently he doesn't know anything about Nelson Mandela because they offered to let Nelson Mandela out of prison like 4 or 5 times. And they said, please stop encouraging people to bomb civilian sites. And Nelson Mandela said no. And then they said, okay, we'll check back in with you in like 4 years.
As you can imagine, the backlash against Trump compared to Mandela was pretty out there pretty quick.
Not so great there for Mr. Mandela. Do we have another one, or is that
No, that's it, man. You swept the table. You ran the table today.
Man, see, this is the thing. When you have a brain that is this wrinkly and this big, sometimes it's hard to just walk through the door. You know what I mean? It's like being a mega mind genius. How is it that I know Donald Trump better than he knows himself? And why is it that more people question my genius? I don't understand this. People are constantly, they're throwing rocks at me, they're throwing arrows at me, but my big brain just ping, 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 ping. What did Trump say about it? Bing, bong, boom.
Bing, 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 bing.
Shing, shong. That's what happens when people criticize my brain.
When God was talking this weekend, did he mention running for office at all? Did you ask him about that?
Who?
Well, God. When God was speaking to you this weekend.
God doesn't talk to me. I never said that. I never said that the Lord speaks to me. That's blasphemy.
Okay.
Blasphemous. So Spike O'Neill, he has a beautiful little dog named Ferris, who's just a cute as a button little dog. Very sweet, very playful. And for some reason, Spike is having a birthday for said dog. How old is Ferris turning?
Ferris turned 2 this week, Jack.
Okay. And so in order to have a birthday party for a dog that does not understand linear time, Spike went on a shopping spree for a venue to rent for a said birthday. And so we shall determine if this was cringe or based when we get back right after this.
Planning to go to more than one Mariners game this season? Consider a Mariners Flex membership. You can choose your games and seats as you go all season long. Plus, save at least 10% on tickets and pay no fees. Come on board today at mariners.com/flex.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Cringe.
Everybody was doing the Eddie Vedder.
Or based.
Hee-haw. Something about Eddie Vedder about him. Cringe based. A fun segment we like to do every day. Trying to determine if a cultural event is cringe or based. Now, Spike took his wife and child around this weekend looking for a doggy venue for his dog Ferris's birthday. I think that this is indeed giga cringe. However, Goodfellas said it's so not cringe. It's very base to be a good dog dad, as the dog may not know it's my birthday, but he does know, wow, human beings happy, humans celebrating something. I'll be honest with you, Goodfellas. Dogs don't speak in English. They speak in canine. Humans celebrating really? Something, and dogs like those vibes as they can relax for a day, as they are always responsible for taking care of people, and it gets exhausting. Party on, people. Find a huge venue and celebrate. So, Spike, why did you decide to engage on this journey of celebrating your dog's second birthday?
Because I am a weak man who can't say no to the females in my life, Jack. Let's call it what it really is here.
All right.
You know, dogs, to our texter's point, dogs make such a big impact on people. You're a pet lover.
Mm-hmm.
You're a cat guy, and I respect that.
Pomeranian guys.
Yeah, Pomeranian guys. That's right. I forgot.
The cats of dogs.
The cats of dogs.
Yeah. Pomeranians.
Yeah. Pomeranians, great dogs.
So you got to understand that my daughter, who's getting engaged, it has two pugs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Ferris, our little labradoodle. Well, Ferris and my daughter's older pug have the same birthday. Believe it or not, we got them on this almost the same day to the day. So the girls want to have this dual birthday party for all three of our family dogs. They want to get them together and have a little pup cake. You know, a cake made of like meat and bacon and
mm-hmm.
stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now couple this with the additional layer of difficulty that I have to find a place that my potential in-laws will also feel welcome and included in part of this freak show that is people treating their animals like humans.
Spike, do you remember when we talked about you having a little issue with, you know, being maybe a little bit of a dadaholic? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Do you remember what we talked about when we said, you know, paying for all this stuff, doing all of this stuff? Maybe a bit of a dataholic. You don't think this is maybe a little of your dataholism maybe coming out a little bit?
Well, no.
Okay.
I would say this, because if it were just Ferris
mm-hmm.
and my lovely bride,
mm-hmm.
the truly unpleasant Mrs. O'Neill,
mm-hmm.
that wanted to celebrate the pup's birthday, I would still do it because I know how much that dog means to Melissa,
okay.
her mental health.
How much is the venue we talk about here on average for the rental?
Well, first off, we started with looking at the pet-friendly bars in Seattle.
Ah.
Right, let's do it that way.
Okay.
Let's find a place where we can go and have a beer and a burger or a pizza and bring our dogs in, right?
Yeah.
And have the three pups sitting there
mm-hmm.
with, you know, the Trillium Pleasant, my daughter and her fiance and his parents.
Mm-hmm.
What I found was I went to three different pet pubs yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it's cool. You know, you can bring your pet in. The pets are well-behaved. Yeah, for the most part. And first off, if you're a pet owner going to a pub, school your dog before you...
What's the price on those venues, though?
Well, the pub's no charge. Bring a pup in.
Okay.
Bring a pup in.
No
problem. But it's not the kind of place where dogs can go nuts. They got to be well behaved, sit under the table, have a bowl of water.
You want it to be their day.
Right.
So what venue? Tell me how much this venue is going to run you. This is what I really want to know.
About $250 before catering.
An hour?
No total. It's a 2-hour deal. But $250 for
$250 an app
to rent the venue.
Okay.
And of course, I can't bring in my own cake. There's a cake charge. You have to buy the cake from them.
Okay. How much is the cake?
It's somewhere close to $100. I'm thinking.
Okay. So now we're $350 in the hole for a doggy day. And then as far as food goes, it's gonna be catering.
Well, you'll buy food on site. There'll be some. Yeah, you have to minimum charge of $100 for food.
You do an open bar.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not doing. open bar for the dogs. It's only about a half dozen humans and three pups.
Okay, so now we're looking at minimum about $500.
About $500 to do this, yeah.
Okay.
And if you divide that between three dogs, that's kind of a steal.
No, it's not.
So 610 says there's no such thing as a dog dad or a mom. The dog is part of the family, but it's not a child. What? What are you talking about? I refuse to believe that. So, I don't know, Spike. I mean, I think it's sweet. Would I do that for my dog? Probably not. I mean, I know my Bengal cat's day of birth because it's a bred animal, so you know the exact day that it was born.
Right, right, right.
But as far as doing, like, a thing for them, I wouldn't go that far because that's really more for you than it is for them. Does that make sense?
Like, it is for us. And the place I found is over in the kind of the Ballard area, which is a really nice place. And I'll plug it. It's called the Dog Yard Bar.
All right.
Because it's literally a dog park with beer.
Laura, what's your verdict on this?
I think this is based.
What?
Yeah.
You're fired. Get out of the studio. What do you mean? Andrew, is this a
good... I love this.
Is
I
this,
love it.
Is a doggy birthday party, is this cringe or is this based?
I mean, it's on brand for Seattle.
Okay.
I'll say that
right?
much.
But would you do it?
No.
Okay, that's why you're paid, my friend.
Well, let me tell you one of the reasons that we're considering doing this is because there's an outbreak right now in the area of parvovirus.
Yeah,
at dog parks.
But your dogs have been inoculated
they
against
have.
Parvo.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because when I went to this little private dog yard, right?
Yeah.
Your dog has to be cleared and fed. They do a background check.
Right,
do you have all your shots? Do you have all this?
Once your dog gets inoculated against parvo, they can't get parvo.
Well, I know.
So you don't need to worry about going to dog parks.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, kind of like if I inoculate my kid against, I don't know, dengue fever.
They can go to school and not worry about catching dengue.
We go to the Nile. They don't have to worry about getting dengue fever, right? Like, or Zika virus, right?
Yeah.
Turn your baby into a Cabbage Patch baby, right? It doesn't happen, right? Right. I'm sorry. Babies that were born with Zika virus, they look like Cabbage Patch babies. I'm not trying to be mean. Laura, have you ever seen the babies that were born with Zika virus?
I haven't, actually. That is something I've chosen not to Google.
They are adorable little Cabbage Patch dolls, and we should celebrate them for being born with Zika virus. That's all. And for some reason, every time I say that, everyone's like, whoa, dude, over the line. And I'm like, you know what? Tens of thousands of millions of people enjoyed Cabbage Patch dolls. I don't understand why now we're coming down on them when they're beautiful little creatures. Are you Googling it right now, Laura?
Oh, why?
Oh, man. See that little Cabbage Patch baby right there? Break your heart. See what I'm talking about? Little head, big old eyes, just like a Cabbage Patch doll. Can't get enough of it.
Why am I Googling Cabbage Patch baby as if that's going to show me the actual picture?
So, Spike, I don't know, man. If you don't have a birthday for your dog, I think that's fine.
I personally, I'm with you. I think it's kind of weird to celebrate the dog's birthday and have a party where you put little hats on and get him a cake made of beef and bacon.
Why wasn't I invited to this?
It's coming up. Don't worry about
but
it.
But I wasn't invited.
We can swing you through. You want to come?
I can swing through? What is this, dude?
The good news is you don't have to pay for the people, just the pets that come. So unless you're bringing
and
a pet.
Gifts not required, but appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Registered at...
Do I have to register for a gift thing to go to this? I was just thinking, man, that like if you're gonna do it, you have it be like a doggy thing, and then you got to pair it with something else, right?
Okay.
So is there another event that you can pair it with to get maximum ROI out of that?
You could get them all spayed neutered at the party, but that seems like an evil, insidious thing to do to the pups.
It's pretty rough second half of the party for everybody, I would imagine. But I mean, I think if you found another event to pair it with, I think that would be a good thing.
I am leaning toward a private section instead of just the general dog park chaos.
Does that run you more?
It does run me more, but then, you know, guy says to me, you can't bring a cake made of bacon and beef, you know, and then expect all the dogs in the park not to jump up on the table and enjoy the cake.
Yeah.
You may want a private section, which is another fee.
Well, that's...
I guess if you love your pet and they bring something to your family, there's no price too high to pay.
That's very sweet. Yeah. That is very sweet. I will say this, though. For Christmas, I always got Bear, my Pomeranian. He always got a gift. And my cat's always got gifts.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
My cat has her own stockings.
Yeah.
Is that a step too far?
No, that's
perfectly... Because I just put little catnip toys in it.
That's perfectly acceptable, right? I think that that's fine. But, like, birthdays is a bit much. All right, 888-973-5476. No stupid questions. It's my favorite segment of the day. Because I never get mad, I never get irritated, I never yell at anybody, I never make Laura remove text messages that make me especially mad. I am always even-handed, empathetic, nice, kind, in all way, shapes, and forms, Laura, as I stare at you through the yeah, you know what I'm talking about? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Take a really quick break. We're right back with No Stupid Questions. We'll get back right after this.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There are no stupid questions.
There are only stupid answers.
Ah, yes.
No stupid questions. My favorite segment of the day. Tanya in Maple Valley. This is a common question that we get, but we'll answer it nonetheless. My stupid question is, not a stupid question, Tanya, is it throwing away your vote if you don't vote for Trump or Biden? No, it's not throwing away your vote. There is no such thing as throwing away your vote. Because even not voting is a form of voting. I would just recommend that people not vote for Donald Trump is basically what I would say. And the argument that I would make is not because I'm some crazy lib or some leftist out there who's trying to destroy this country. The argument that I make basically goes like this. Trump has aligned himself with a group called Project 2025. And you can go and you can read about that group where they have this goal to remove people who have offices at some of the highest level of government, who are bureaucrats, and replace them with people who are loyal not to the Constitution, not to the United States, but who are loyal to Donald Trump. This isn't conjecture. This is what they say on their website. That, to me, as an American, I find that to be deeply disturbing. And so I would just actively encourage people to not. It has nothing to do with the economy, nothing to do with Joe Biden, nothing to do with anything else other than the fact that Trump has aligned himself with those people like MAGA Mike Johnson or people like Stephen Miller or people like Steve Bannon, who are all indeed fascists and have no interest in a democracy anymore after they initiate Project 2025. That's what I would say. It's not.
So can I further her question for just a second? One more little thing. If you feel that strongly against the former president, isn't any vote that doesn't go for the guy most likely to beat him throwing away the vote?
No.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
No.
Not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so at all. What's another good one here? Kevin in Seattle. So I guess it was just a rumor that the eclipse was supposed to bring on the rapture. Yeah, didn't get raptured today. Zombie army didn't come up. And
that was just because of the cloud cover.
Yeah, but Jesus was supposed to come back, and the zombie army was supposed to come back, and then the demons of hell were supposed to come out, and I was supposed to be with Jesus. And that didn't happen today, and I'm deeply disappointed about it, because we're supposed to be fighting for the kingdom of heaven, right? We're supposed to be fighting off them demons, right? Now, Spike and you and Andrew and Nate are all supposed to be, you know, perishing in limbo, basically, left behind, as we good Christians say.
Kind of feels like it, doesn't it, Laura? We are.
Right. Yeah. And I'm supposed to be basking in the beautiful divine light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and instead I'm here.
So did the rapture not happen, or did just nobody qualify?
I don't think anybody qualified, to be honest with you. Okay, yeah. That's the way that
they can still claim it happened. There's nobody met the mark.
There was another good one in here. I've always wanted to know if there's technology that exists with you radio folks. I can tell how many listeners are currently listening. They're not really, no. I mean, they try to do it with like meters and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but there's not really an accurate way of gauging how many people are listening, right?
So. Yeah, it's an estimation. Each person who is monitored represents a portion of the population. It's a pretty inaccurate
system. Those people are loon bags. I'm just kidding. this is a joke for all you meter people out there. There's another one here. We can talk about it. There was one here about whether or not, this is from Tom. He says, just wondered if you guys think about what you guys think about the possibility of starvation of non-combatants during a war, declared or non-declared, becoming classified formally as a war crime, presumably under the Geneva Convention. Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. I saw a video of a little Palestinian boy starved to death the other day. And for as much as people go, yay, Israel, right? And they go, yay, look at all this stuff. Netanyahu is on the verge of being removed because of that debacle that happened with all that humanitarian aid that was supposed to go to those people who were literally starving to death. Did you read about this?
Oh, yeah. And this could be the tide turner of this whole situation is how the people are being treated.
And this is why I said about 3 months ago, I said that Israel should not be in charge of this operation, because you can't account for malice between these two groups of people, right?
Correct.
So when you blow up humanitarian aid and then go, whoops, that's not a good answer. So if it was me, you know, and I'm not an anti-Israel person, but if it was me, I would say, yeah, there's a lot of people in Israel right now who are doing some pretty sincere war crimes against innocent people. And anybody who says otherwise is just shilling for Israel because they don't want to sound like an anti-Semite, which I understand. I understand that people don't want to sound like they're anti-Israel or whatever, or they're pro-Hamas or whatever. But you can't deny that there are kids right now who are dying from starvation, largely because somebody has decided that aid is going to be, could potentially have weapons in it or whatever it might be, even though it's been cleared by other humanitarian groups. And so they blow it up. I mean, this is something that no one should be okay with, regardless of how you fall on the issue, right?
Yeah, it seems like there's not just a turning tide in the world's view, but in American politics, seems like the further aid to Israel may be tied upon better treatment of non-combatants
Gaza,
as it should have been from day one.
You can always take the Mark Levine stance and say there is no such thing as an innocent Palestinian, which is, you know, I'm still told that Mark in some way, shape, or form is a valid political commentator, even though he's a psychopath. Right.
I don't want to take that point.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with so some people are so pro-Israel that they are blinded to the inconsistencies of the IDF in the same way that there were people who were blinded to the inconsistencies of the United States military in the both Iraq wars. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
You're so pro-war and you're so pro-military combatant, whatever. Or you'll play the whataboutism game and you'll go, well, what about Hamas and the children? You know what I mean? They'll do this thing where I'm like, yeah, it's all bad. So, but I do think that Tom's suggestion is a good one. Because if you allow people to starve to death who are non-combatants, that's on you, baby. We'll take a really quick break. When we get back, Jason rants. A Seattle teacher was recorded defending Hamas. I didn't believe it when Jason told me the story about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I got the footage. And I go, that's a weird thing to be excited about, but we'll talk to Jason nevertheless. GOP candidates battle for the endorsement in the Washington governor race. Someone actually referred to Dave Reichert as Democrat Dave Reichert.
Oh, please.
I was looking at this on social media. I was going, this is crazy town right
now. Not culp enough for you.
And as SPS faces a massive budget deficit, here's what we can expect. Bad things. When we get back right after this.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.